Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
All right, it's Friday fun time, where we put you in a good mood before the weekend hits. Or maybe the weekend's already hit for you. I don't know.
Or maybe you're always in a good mood.
Totes. So Sunday is Father's Day. And this is sponsored by
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Indeed. So Father's Day Sunday, we were trying to think of something to do with our kids, and we came up with the idea of, how well do our kids know us? They're beloved fathers.
Yes, oh, no. They're going to celebrate us on Sunday, but who are they exactly celebrating?
Now, first off,
sometime between now and Sunday, they're going to find out Father's Day is this weekend.
Exactly, because put yourself back in the shoes of a 10 to 20-year-old kid.
Yep.
When it's Father's Day or Mother's Day. Mother's Day, way more important. No doubt about it. You always felt super guilty if you didn't give mom something or do something for mom or come home. But for dad,
nope.
Just never really meant as much. Not fair. I understand that. But as a father, now I totally get it, because we don't really care. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we just don't, but...
I mean, it's nice.
Be nice to us. Let's have a good meal. That's good enough.
It's not, yeah, but I don't wake up going, ah, Father's Day, finally.
It's about me today.
Like, who cares?
You don't count down to Father's Day?
I do not. I do not. The fact that my semen passed muster. Congratulations. What a great job. So...
Man, what a shock jock today. He is out of control.
So
you work one Friday every 2 months, and this is what we get out of you.
So we came up with this idea to quiz our kids on how well they know us. And if you guys would have put yourselves in this position, if your dad would have asked you these questions, do you think you would have gotten every one of them right? Because
I don't know.
I do.
I don't think I could have named my dad's boss. Did that one stay in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to
do. Do you know your dad's boss's name?
I did at one time. Yes. I don't know if I knew it all the way through or anything, but yeah, definitely did. Okay. Let's dive into. We'll go in order by age. Dave has the youngest kid, his son.
Not Wells. He can't speak yet.
Wells is just farting into the mic.
But this is my daughter.
Code fart.
This is my daughter Clara, who is 15 now.
All right. Okay.
Okay. First of all, happy Father's Day, Clara.
Yeah, Father's Day.
I'm wishing you a happy Father's Day because you get to have me as a father.
Oh yeah, of course.
Now you are a rising sophomore.
Yeah.
So you have had a good amount of life with me. So I feel like you should know me, right?
I hope. Yeah, I'm scared.
All right, so I have a quick Father's Day quiz for you.
Okay.
First, do you know your grandparents' first names? My mom and dad's first names.
No. Wait, is it Margaret?
Yes. Yeah, and do you remember Grandpa's name? May he rest in peace.
Dave. That's your name. I'm thinking of Don, but that's Poppy, but I don't.
Don, you're close.
Okay.
Don. All right. What day is my birthday?
It's somewhere in July, right? It's somewhere in July. That's all I know.
You're all close. Right. It's June 25th.
What?
Yeah.
Pause this!
Like, okay. Dave.
0-2 already?
Yeah. I would like your daughter to know your birthday.
She doesn't pay a whole lot of attention.
I don't know, like in summer?
Sometime.
Actually, no, it's in June.
It's in 10 days.
You.
It's next week.
You just missed it. All right, go ahead.
2 weeks. All right. What was my major in college?
What?
Just take a guess.
Business.
Business? No, radio, TV, film. Where do I want to live when I retire? I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but just take a guess.
I mean, I know it's in the city. Like a...
Like, if I were to move away from Dallas, where do you think I would want to move to?
New York.
No. Probably Colorado or California, I would say.
Oh, yeah. That's
generic.
Yeah.
Can you name, like, let's say three of my favorite all-time athletes?
Athletes?
Yeah, my favorite players of all time.
I can't even think of any myself. Like, from any sport?
Any sport.
I actually, I don't even know, like, any of their names.
Like Troy Aikman?
I don't know.
Mike Madonna?
I don't know who that is.
That's awesome.
Adrian Beltre? Never heard of them. Okay. Do you know the first name of the two people I work with on the show?
Bob?
Yeah.
And
or even his nickname?
Troy.
Troy!
Corby the Snake Davidson? Does that ring a bell?
She called me Troy!
Yeah, now it does.
Okay. Do you know the name of my boss?
No. I don't even know you, like... I thought, like, Bob was your boss.
No.
What did she say?
Bob is my coworker. No, my boss is, his name
Bob.
Is Cat. Jeff Catlin.
Cat?
Yeah. Can you name any job that I had before I worked at the Ticket?
IHOP.
Yeah. Hey, what was the best thing about when I worked at IHOP?
You were the mascot.
Yeah, I had to dress as a pancake. Thank you for remembering that. What TV show do you, I think, is the best of all time?
Oh, I feel like you like the new one. That was like the Star Wars one. The
Mandalorian?
Like, that one.
Andor?
Andor, because I stopped watching it, but you're like, I like it a lot.
Okay, I'll take that. I do think Andor's great. Name three bands or singers that I consider my favorites of all time.
Oh, no.
Smiths?
Yes. What about the one that I just texted you about the other day?
Pavement?
Yeah.
And Phoenix.
Okay, I'll take that.
Phoenix?
That's a good one.
Yeah, okay.
And last one, name two teams that I would most want to see win the championship in their sport.
Everton?
That's a good one, yeah. That'll never happen.
And the Rangers.
Okay. I mean, they just won a couple years ago.
I don't know. Cowboys, I guess.
Yeah, the Cowboys. Cowboys are stars. Let's go with the stars.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, and happy Father's Day to me.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Oh, it looks like you guys need to work on your relationship a little bit more.
Hey, she knew the Smiths and Everton.
Shut up, Troy. Yeah. Troy!
Yeah, it's hard to keep her interested in the things I'm interested in, but we bond on at least music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, so next in age would be my son, Van.
Boy, the star.
No, bitch.
Okay, Van. This is your Father's Day quiz. Do you think that you know your father very well?
No. This guy is a joke.
Okay, all right. Do you know your grandparents' first names?
Oh. Okay. Charles?
Yeah.
And,
You're an embarrassment to the family.
What's the first letter of your mom's name?
M.
Marilyn.
God, you're a loser. Okay, other side.
Sandy.
Yeah.
And there's no way I'm going to get her
Yeah, it's Jim. It's Jim. Yeah, that's okay.
I wasn't even alive for that.
I know.
I can pause it. Okay. So Julie's dad passed away in like 98.
Uh-huh.
So that's okay. Yeah, not going to know that one. Okay.
It is my birthday.
September 15th.
Bingo.
Yeah.
What was my major in college?
It's either business or history. History.
History indeed. Where does Dad want to live when he retires?
Colorado.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I have four favorite athletes of all time.
Okay.
I need you to name three of them.
Roger Federer.
Yes.
Roy McIlroy.
He's definitely one of my favorite golfer, but
no, okay.
Not at all.
Okay, okay, okay. Dirk.
Yes.
Aikman.
No, it's not Troy, unfortunately.
Oh, God. Peterson. Adrian.
Adrian Peterson.
Baker.
Bingo.
Just started guessing players.
Name the two people that Dad works with now.
Bob. I thought there was three.
Well, I'm one of them.
Oh, okay. Bob and Dave.
Bingo.
Okay.
Name Dad's boss. Do you remember Dad's boss's name?
I think it's his nickname. Cat?
Yes. Good job. Well done. Name any job that Dad had before the ticket. Anything.
Anything? I knew you mowed lawns, you were out on the golf course, being anything out there, anything they needed.
Right. Okay, that's good. What TV show does Dad think is the best of all time? And it's not a comedy.
The Sopranos.
Yes. Do you know the other one I think is the best of all time?
Game of Thrones. Breaking Bad.
Yes, Breaking Bad. Okay, good. Name three bands or musical acts. Could be individuals that Dad would consider among his favorite musical artists.
The Stones.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Isbell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a meme.
Name the two teams that Dad would most want to win a championship.
The Mavericks.
Yeah.
And the Stars.
College as well, like what?
Oh, OU.
Yes.
Okay, you gotta specify it.
I know. So in that order, what would it be?
It would definitely be OU first.
Yes.
And then, Mavs.
Yes. Okay. Good. All right. You did all right. It's passable. You kind of know me.
It was pretty solid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
You could have named any band and you'd say yes.
What's that?
You could have named any band and you'd say yes.
No. I mean,
you have like a top 100 of bands.
I do have a lot of favorite bands, but I mean, those are wheelhouse right at the top, and they have been forever. So, yeah, that was solid.
You want to try Justin here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 4 minutes.
Oh, should we come back?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We have
that's producing.
We have more.
Damn right.
We have more kids. We have more quizzes. Father's Day next.
The Ticket.
All right, yeah. 5:57 here on the Hardline. We're in the middle of our Father's Day quiz to our kids to see if our kids know us at all. They're relatively simple questions, yet I feel there is a disadvantage too of having a girl compared to having a boy, because there's a couple of sports questions in there.
Yeah,
and she's not.
My daughter
know.
Has zero interest,
and my kids are all wrapped up into sports, and you know. That's an obvious bonding thing with boy kids.
I've experienced it already with Wells.
Like, right away.
I'm watching finals games, whether it's the NBA or the NHL, and he just plops down on the couch next to me and starts going, "Yay!"
Well, everyone's at a disadvantage if their name is in Van. So now let the rest of the field trickle in.
All right, let's do Justin.
Okay. This is Justin Sturm. Hi, Justin.
Hi.
All right, we got some questions for you here. Do you know all of your grandparents' first names?
Yes, I believe so. I know Darlene, Arnie, and Julia, and yeah.
Okay, the 3 for 3. Very good.
That's awesome.
What day is my birthday?
June 26th.
Very good. Nice. What did I major in college?
Sports media or radio? I don't know.
We would have accepted broadcast journalism.
That's fine.
But sports you're, media. You know, you're warm. Where does Dad want to live when he retires?
Ooh, this changes a lot. I've heard Hawaii. I've heard a few places in Canada. But if I'm going to have to stick with one, I'm probably going to say Hawaii.
Not California?
California.
Where we went on vacation? Ventura?
Maybe I just haven't heard you talk about it enough.
Okay. Where did Mom and Dad get married?
I have no idea. Are you just looking for a state or are you looking for like...
City.
No idea.
Okay. Madison.
Okay.
Name the two people I do a show with now.
Now?
Yeah.
Corby and, yeah, I only know Corby. I'm sorry.
Sorry to the other guy.
True. You know, I'm sure you're pretty important, too.
Name my boss.
I only know the old one. I don't know the new one. I knew Reiner was the old one, right?
Close enough. Name any job I had before working at the Ticket.
Well, didn't you work at like a newspaper route, delivering papers as a boy?
That will qualify. Very good. Let's see. What TV show do I think is the best I've ever seen?
The best TV show?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Band of Brothers or something like that. Lost.
That's good. I would probably go Breaking Bad, but you're close.
You see, we haven't dived into that together, me and you.
No, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No, I have not.
Well, you have something to look forward to. Name three bands that I consider my favorites, roughly.
Pearl Jam, maybe Nirvana, or U2.
I think you're three for three. And name two teams that I would most want to win a championship.
Liverpool and Packers.
Okay. I think you did a really good job here. Oh, there's another one here. Name three or four of my favorite athletes of all time.
I'm going to have to say Brett Favre, probably of all time.
Well,
okay.
Just like my favorite.
Okay, your favorites. I would have to say Randall Cobb, maybe, from the Packers. You liked him and Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know what your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers are right now. So another one I might throw out there is, ooh, that's hard. I want to say someone from Liverpool, so I want to say Salah, but I don't know.
Okay. Boy, no Giannis, huh? All right. Tough break.
I wasn't thinking of basketball.
Okay, well, there you go. There it is. Well done, sir. I think you did pretty well.
Thank you for having me.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all. You did just fine.
Pretty good. Okay, let's move on in age to where Reiner. You pull that name out of
I don't know. That's wild.
Let's move on to Ike.
Okay, so this is a very short quiz because you know what Sunday is?
Father's Day.
That's right. And who's your father?
You.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Are you?
You never can tell with that mom of yours, can you?
Okay.
So, first question. This is basically how well you know me. Do you think you know me?
I don't know, to be honest.
Okay. Do you know all of your grandparents' first names?
Charles, Marilyn, Sandra. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know my real grandfather's name.
Okay. It's kind of a trick. It's hard for you because he died in 1998.
Yeah.
But it's Jim.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's so Jim. You get a pass there.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. What day is my birthday?
September 15th.
Bingo. That's good. What was my major in college?
history. Very good. Okay, I'm kind of impressed.
Me too.
Where does Dad want to live when he retires?
Colorado.
Yes, very good. Name three, let's say I have four favorite athletes of all time. Can you name three of them?
Federer?
Yes.
Federer would be one.
I don't know about basketball. I really don't know which one your favorite basketball. Dirk?
Yes!
I mean, you have so many, though. Okay, but yeah, Dirk. Tiger for golf?
No.
No, not Tiger for golf?
Definitely not.
Football. There you go. Baker?
Yes.
Is it really Baker?
Yes.
Did I just name... Is that three?
That's
that
three. The other one's Adrian Peterson or Roger Staubach. I would have accepted
or
that
Cooper
as well.
Cup.
I was not going to say Peterson. I'm not going to lie. I was going to name the quarterback, though.
Pat Stewart.
Name the two people that Dad works with now.
Bob.
Jeez, man.
Dave Lane.
Yay!
Okay, that's good. Can you name Dad's boss?
No, I absolutely cannot name your boss.
You can't?
No, you never mention your boss's name. I swear, you never mentioned your boss's name.
So the name Cat or Dan Bennett don't ring a bell?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay. Name any job that Dad had before the ticket. Anything.
Anything? Waiter? You were a waiter, right?
I was a waiter. Yeah, good. What TV show does Dad think is the best of all time? There's a couple of answers that could be right.
Seinfeld? Jeez, I don't know. I really don't.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Or The Sopranos.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Name three bands or individual guys or acts that Dad would consider among his favorite musical artists.
Music? So, band or an artist?
Yeah.
Do you have Pearl Jam up there?
Yeah.
Do you still like the Stones?
Love them.
Okay. You like Jason Isbell, right?
You know what? You nailed all three. That's perfect. 100% you pass. Okay. Name the two teams that Dad would most want to win a championship.
Mavericks. I really hope one's the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
And... That's be Dallas team. It's not a Dallas team.
No.
What? Is it the Warriors?
It's not the Warriors.
Have you been hiding this from me, Dad?
No. Oh, you? Well, I didn't think you were thinking college. I really didn't think you were thinking college. I thought you were thinking professional.
No, okay. Sorry. I should have explained that a little better.
Softball.
But if I had to pick one over the other,
softball.
Who would be?
Probably OU.
Yeah.
I would pick OU, too.
Okay. All right. There you go. Good job.
Thank you.
He's so, yeah. Awesome.
They both.
He needs to be on the show more.
Yeah.
They both do.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to Brett.
All right, we're here with Brett Sturm.
Do you like
hey,
these?
Brett. Hi, how you doing?
Sounds pretty good. Do you know all of your grandparents' first name?
Yeah.
Go on.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bernie, Julia, and then Darlene and Arnold.
Okay. Very good. What day is my birthday?
June 26,
1972.
Damn.
Wow. Oh, you've been filling out applications, haven't you?
Well, I've always known that. What do you mean?
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. What was my college major?
Broadcast journalism.
Nice. Okay. Where do I want to live when I retire?
California.
Okay. Very good. Name three or four of my favorite athletes of all time.
Dirk Nowitzki, Brett Favre, Mike Modano, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can go with that.
Let's see.
Name the two people that are on the show I work on right now.
Corby.
Yeah.
Wait. Corby?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's his name?
The other guy.
Oh, God, what's his name? Wait, has he always worked with you on that show?
Two and a half years, 3 years now?
Well, no, Yeah, so you were with Corby first.
Yeah.
So he's just like the third guy.
Well, he's still very important.
Well, yeah, what's his name?
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, I can't guess his name. Man, I've met him like multiple times too, dude.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Oh, man. Oh, Mike.
Dave.
Dave, yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to call him Justin. Do you know the name of my boss? I see him.
No.
Okay.
That was easy. Name any job I had before I worked at the Ticket.
Subway, Walmart, and then yes. I believe you painted like houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really impressive. What TV show would I say is the best of all time?
The Wire.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Or Breaking Bad.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Name three bands that I consider my favorites.
Coldplay, U2, and Pearl Jam.
Dang.
Nice. What two teams would I most want to win a championship?
Packers and Stars.
Okay. And I think that's everything. So
very good.
I think
Brett.
You did quite well.
How'd I do? Pretty good?
Yeah, I think you did well. Yeah, sweet. I think you smoked Justin, probably.
I'm eager to see the results.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
All right. Now, will Maddie know as much as the boys know?
That's a great question. There's only one way to find out.
Maddie.
All right, we're here with college graduate Maddie Sturm. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Okay, here's the Father's Day quiz. Ready? Okay, here we go. Do you know all of your grandparents' first name?
Yes. Darlene and Arnie. Oh, and Julia and Bernard.
Oh, very good. 4 for 4. What day is my birthday?
June 26th. Sorry, you're making me second guess myself. 1972.
What did I major in college?
Oh, radio broadcast? Something like that?
Yeah. Broadcast journalism,
broadcast
sure.
Journalism, yeah.
Where do I want to live when I retire?
California or Hawaii?
Name three of the or four of my favorite athletes of all time.
Brett Favre, Brett Hull. Those two are easy, I guess. Oh no, Giannis.
Yes, and finally.
I don't know. I have no idea for the last one.
It took Maddie to get Giannis.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Oh, Mike Madonna. Luka. I don't know. I'm just throwing
them out. No, you did really well. You did really well. We would have accepted Dirk, but okay. That's fine. Let's see. Name the two people I work with now.
Corby and Jake.
Oh, my
Dave.
God.
Dave. Corby and Dave.
Do you know the name of my boss?
Catelyn. Jeff.
Oh, nice.
That's very good. Name any job I had before working at the Ticket.
It was a small radio station in Lynchburg, Virginia. Were you covering high school sports?
Yeah, but how about a non-radio job?
Oh, Subway or Walmart.
Oh, you're sharp. You're sharp. What TV show would I say is the best of all time?
Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Okay. Name three bands that I would consider my favorites.
Coldplay, Mumford & Sons, and U2.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. They're very solid. And name the two teams I would most want to win a championship.
I feel like the Dallas Stars. And I'm trying to think if any of yours don't have one recent. Well, like the Packers.
Yeah. Just in general.
I was trying to think who hadn't had one in a while. And I was thinking that the Bucks just had one.
Just to be fair, right?
Yeah. Everyone needs a chance.
Okay. I think you did really well.
All right.
Thank you. I think I did really good.
Bye.
Oliver laughs hilarious.
Okay. We got sort of a Jerry on Parks and Rec thing right there with poor Dave.
mean, right? Well, I'm still not on the picture on the Sports Day app, so.
Still?
Yeah.
What is
It's only been 3 years.
Okay, so your kids called him Mike.
And Jake.
Jake, and then no idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your daughter called me Troy. And everyone remembered Bob.
Yeah, maybe the most generic name of all time actually has
paid
a little
off.
Sticking.
It paid off.
They've never met another Bob in their life.
Right.
That helps.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. We'll try to promote you more at the house.
Oh, man.
Did you guys hear what Dave said on the Hardline today?
That Dave. Dave. You're not going to believe it.
Man, hey, did you hear Dave? Dave's 80s prom? That was great.
You guys love the 80s, right?
You know, the other guy.